The following program is brought to you by Lenawee Now and Alliance Center for Workforce Development, building a more vibrant Lenawee County. Visit LenaweeNow.org or AlignLenawee.org for more information.
Hello, I'm Tim Robinson, Director of Operations with Lenawee Now, Economic Development Organization for Lenawee County. In a prior radio spot, I addressed the basics of economic development. So today, I'd like to delve a little bit deeper into the world of economic development. It's a critical process shaping the prosperity and well-being of our communities. It's a concerted effort of policymakers, businesses, and communities to drive the economic health, enhance quality of life, and ensure a sustainable future for all. At its heart, economic development is about creating an environment where businesses can thrive, jobs are plentiful, and the quality of life is high. It's a dynamic process, adapting to the changes in the global economy, technological advances, and societal needs. It's not just about attracting new businesses, it's about nurturing them, supporting local markets, and creating a resilient economy that can withstand the ebbs and flows of the global market. Now let's talk about the tools of the trade. Economic developers have a variety of strategies and instruments at our disposal to stimulate growth and improve living standards. One tool is tax incentives. These are often used to attract businesses to relocate or expand within a region. By offering tax credits, exemptions, or abatements, communities can encourage investment and job creation, often in targeted sectors or underdeveloped areas. Another key strategy is infrastructure development. Investing in roads, bridges, public transport, and utilities lays a foundation for economic activity. It's not just about supporting the current needs, but anticipating future growth. Quality infrastructure reduces business costs and makes a location more attractive to investors. Workforce development programs are also crucial. By investing in education and training, communities can create a skilled labor pool ready to meet the needs of local and incoming businesses. Tailored training programs, vocational schools, and partnerships with local colleges ensure that the workforce evolves with the changing demands of the economy. Business incubators and accelerators are another innovative tool. These organizations support startups and early-stage companies by providing resources, mentorship, and sometimes capital. They're hotbeds for innovation, creating jobs, and attracting talent. Furthermore, grants and financing programs also play a vital role. They provide the much-needed capital for businesses to start, expand, or innovate. From small business loans to grants, these financial tools help lower the barriers to entry and foster a diverse business ecosystem. Lastly, quality of life enhancements are an often overlooked aspect of economic development. Parks, cultural institutions, recreational facilities might not seem directly related to economic growth, but they make the community a more attractive to both businesses and workers. A vibrant, healthy community draws talent, retains it, and encourages investment. In conclusion, economic development is a complex but rewarding endeavor. It's about creating a sustainable, vibrant economy that benefits all members of the community. The tools we've discussed are just a few of the strategies used to stimulate growth, attract investment, and improve the standard of living. As we look to the future, let us be mindful of the importance of this work and the impact it has on every one of us. Together, we can create a thriving, prosperous community for generations to come. For more information on our organization and economic development in general, feel free to visit our website at www.lenaweenow.org or call our office at 517-265-5141. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Lenawee Now and Alliance Center for Workforce Development program. New messages air every Monday at 6:15 p.m. For more information on Lenawee Now, visit lenaweenow.org.